You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. It's been 7 weeks since Central Coast schools closed in-person classrooms and began teaching students virtually. As Michael Barros reports, depending on who you ask, it's either going well or dismally.
The change was radical and abrupt. Over the course of about a week in mid-March, teachers, students, and parents were rapidly switching to a whole new format of education. Many schools were handing out Chromebook laptops and answering hundreds of phone calls.
It definitely has been a kind of a roller coaster of emotions, though. You know, I feel like we're all kind of displaying these feelings of grief, almost of this loss with our students and with our friends and with our colleagues.
That's Megan August Evans. She's a science and math teacher at Los Osos Middle School. Since the shutdown, she says she's been able to meet with about 80% of her students consistently. And while roughly 20% of her students have always been considered high risk, it's become harder to keep them connected now that she can't see them in person.
No, I think a lot of these kids are experiencing a lot of trauma at home, having to take on responsibilities of taking care of younger siblings or cousins while parents are trying to work second jobs or find jobs. And so that, I think that a priority has shifted based off of the needs of the family.
A nonprofit education advocacy group called Common Sense Media recently surveyed about 800 students across the country, asking how they're doing. Nearly half reported they hadn't attended a virtual class since in-person classes were canceled. Common Sense Media regional manager Ayanna Lowry says students who responded to the survey mentioned being anxious about their family's loss of income, as well as their health. She says many students still can't even get digitally connected to begin classes.
There are about 12 million students nationwide that are living in homes without an internet connection, so that makes distance learning almost impossible.
Carol Kenyon is the chief academic officer for the Paso Robles Unified School District. Kenyon stated last week the district had a 92% attendance rate, and that Paso students with higher needs, meaning kids in foster care or low income, were being given Wi-Fi hotspots to make sure they could attend classes, along with Chromebook devices. Kenyon says district schools have developed a system to reach out to kids if they haven't been responding.
I think because of that systematic approach and that tiered approach, we've had really good success with making sure we're having contact with our kids.
Teacher Kristen Lohr spends a large portion of her day trying to reach students at Ontiveros Elementary School in Santa Maria. Lohr is an intervention teacher for second grade math students and a science lab teacher for grades 3-6. She says some students didn't pick up Chromebooks until just last week. Lohr says every Thursday, teachers give school faculty a list of students who haven't been responding.
We start calling numbers on the card. We start looking for aunts and uncles, friends, next door neighbors. Hey, have you seen Ramon and Alicia?
She says sometimes it can take her up to 2 weeks to finally reach the child. But Lohr says she is working to establish a routine with them by calling and checking in frequently.
And then we start making those connections and relentlessly don't give up until we talk to a voice of a kiddo.
Lindsay Herring is a parent of kids who attend a San Luis Coastal District school. Herring and her husband own a sporting goods store and are now doing a lot of work from home. She says at first, it was a really tough adjustment.
We were on such a steep learning curve, and there were so many unknowns.
Yeah, no, I will talk to you when I'm done. Please keep doing your schoolwork. Now. Yes.
Herring says at first the school was asking parents to print worksheets, scan them, or submit images of them via email to teachers. After a week, she says the teachers had already completely changed direction with a more flexible online format.
And just like you heard just now, right, the kids can struggle sometimes with independence and transitioning. And we give them grace and we try to give ourselves grace.
Most Central Coast schools have officially canceled in-person classes until the end of the school year. So parents, teachers, and students will need to navigate these novel scholastic waters for some time to come. For KCBX News, I'm Michael Barros in San Luis Obispo.